بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on March 10th, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the chairman and members of the Assembly of Experts. The meeting was held at the end of the 9th session of the Assembly. In a hard war, one cannot fight with the use of old weapons. The hardware parts of the issue are accessible, but the important part is the software one. The weapon of clarification contains an important software part. There is a room for innovation, new ideas, and new methods in this area. In my opinion, what can function as an efficient weapon today is the clarification of lofty Islamic values in different areas. There are many things to be said in the area of ideological and religious matters. We have many attractive and delightful ideas for the world. There are many things that have been left unsaid in matters related to Islamic lifestyle. Examples include Islamic viewpoints on the environment, treatment of animals and family. These things constitute lifestyle. Islam has many attractive ideas in all these areas. There are Islamic teachings that can be derived from the Islamic text and offered to everyone. There are many things to be said in the area of Islamic government too. An important issue that can be brought up is Islamic government.
اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Government in Islamic logic is radically different from the common government in the world. It is not similar to monarchy, nor is it similar to today's presidential systems, to military governments, and to coup-based rulers. It is not similar to any of these. It is a unique form of government based on spiritual principles. The Islamic way of ruling is based on popularity, religiousness, ideology, and refusal to be aristocratic, extravagant, and oppressive. It promotes neither preparation nor acceptance of oppression. No one oppresses me because you are capable of counteracting it, and I will not oppress anyone because you are capable of preventing me from oppression. This is Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah, Dua number 20. This exists in one prayer in Sahifat al-Sajjadiyah. Each and every word of these teachings contain important ideological issues. These are things that constitute our new weapons, and we must benefit from them.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me.